After decades of work developing infrastructure and ski programs at Fernie Alpine Resort, entrepreneur Mike Delic has been inducted into the Canadian Ski Hall of Fame. Delic was recognized for his hard work and achievements at a ceremony in Montreal on November 15. He was among 12 Canadian athletes and leaders in the snowsports industry to receive such recognition in 2024. Delic helped grow the resort from a small hill in the 80s to the international tourism locale it is today. Looking back on his career, he reflects fondly on the people that turned his vision into reality and cultivated a community with talented athletes and a vibrant ski culture. Born in Rossland, Delic moved to Fernie in 1979. At the time, the resort was one-third of the size it is today, with only Lizard and Cedar Bowls accessible for recreationists. The lodge and the ticket building were among the only amenities in the village below, and a few years later the Grizz Inn was built. The hill saw considerable expansion in the late 90s when more bowls and lifts were added. This brought people up into the high alpine to ski, which Delic said really improved the caliber of the skiing and led athletes to develop more competitive skills. Delic helped found the Red Mountain Talent Squad, a ski program that produced Canadian and World Cup champions, like Olympic gold medalist Curran Lee Gartner. He also brought the National Nancy Green Ski League to Fernie, so youth from age 8 to 12 could benefit from a team-oriented ski racing program. He was later appointed chief of race for the men's downhill and Super G at the Calgary Olympic Games in 1988, and was named as a jury member for alpine skiing at the 2006 Olympic Games in Torino, Italy. He has officiated at the World Cup, U.S. Ski Championship, Norum Cup and Far East Cup. Delic said the Nancy Green program really helped cultivate a community of people who were passionate about snow sports, who volunteered and organized events. Without a push from many helping hands, the program wouldn't have taken off like it did. There were youngsters that were tremendous volunteers. Those kids went on to become world champions, World Cup winners and Olympic gold medalists. But most importantly, they were excellent skiers and they were great citizens, he said. Great careers. They're involved with their families. That's what I'd always hoped I'd instill in all those youngsters. The supportive community spirit inspired generations of people to continue to participate in the program. Delic said he's happy to see people who took part in the program decades ago return to the hill to enroll their children too. You go and see people who are 50 and they were all in the ski program at one time. They've gone through the program, but they're still around and they're still fans. They're still interested in what's happening, he said. Even now, when I got recognition, so many of them reached out. This is almost 50 years ago and they're still in contact. I'm quite happy about that, he added. There were a few Canadian Ski Hall of Fame inductions from BC at the ceremony, including Ornulf Johnson, Whistler's first ski school director and founder of Grouse Mountain Ski School in Vancouver, and Robert Bob Parsons, who helped form the Vancouver ski team in 1971. Vancouver couple Bob Disbrow and Kim Kawaguchi were recognized for their philanthropic efforts to cross-country skiing, including sponsoring Cross Country Canada and fundraising for the national team in preparation for the 2002 Olympic Winter Games. Georgia Manhard was acknowledged for establishing the 100-mile Nordic Ski Club for junior racers and for turning cross-country skiing into a well-organized sport. Delic is one of four Kootenay residents to have been added to the Canadian Ski Hall of Fame to date, including Kimberley athletes and builders Jerry Sorensen, Gary Battistella and Jerry Johnston. 1994 Winter Olympics gold freestyle medalist Jean-Luc Brassard was the master of ceremonies at the event. 1958 double world champion alpine ski racer Lucille Wheeler and 102-year-old Olympian Rhoda Wirtala spoke at the event. She, Wheeler, got up and told her story of sport and how she had to ski with boys and she's just as sharp as a pin with her words, said Delic. Delic said being inducted by the Canadian Ski Hall of Fame is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity that serves as recognition for all the hard work that the entire ski community has put towards creating something memorable. It's really for all the people that were involved, volunteering, working on the ski races, helping to raise the money on all the banquets, he said. What it says is that we had something very special, and it's still very special. That's what's so good about the sport of ski racing, is that it's enjoyment and it's that positive feeling and it's something you can do for many years, he added.